Spring has sprung, so it's timely to hear from Gordon Vail, an herbicide specialist, about weeds that have sprung or are about to spring. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. And Vail says large-seeded broadleaf weeds present a couple of big challenges for producers. The large seeds can sprout from deeper in the soil and can last for a long time.
Cocklebur, Morning Glory, Ragweed, those seeds can come from 2 or 3 inches down in the soil. So it makes it much more difficult to control those seeds because you have to get the herbicide down to them. The other thing about the large seeded broadleaf weeds is that their seed viability is quite long. So where a water hemp or a palmer seed might be viable for 2 or 3 years, whereas seed from a ragweed or a cocklebur, even a Morning Glory, can be decades. Some Morning Glory seeds can be viable for 30, 40, 50 years. So you've got seed longevity. So those are two things that make them difficult. They come deep in the soil, and the seeds can survive for a long time.
Vail says one of the biggest keys to success is defining exactly what it means to control weeds.
The one concern I have is how a grower actually defines weed control. I think a lot of times they're defining weed control based on how many plants they have at harvest. The weed control is more defined early in the season. How many weeds are you letting compete with your crop before it's 2 or 3 inches tall? Those are really the drivers. You've got weeds out there, they're taking up water, they're taking up nitrogen, they're taking nutrients. Those are major concerns, and they just don't allow for a good, healthy crop.
The best herbicides have multiple points of action. David Sparks, aginfo.net.